San Antone on a hot and dusty night. We were eating eggs in Sammy's when the black man there drew his knife. Oh, you drowned that Jew in Rampton as he washed his sleeveless shirt. You know, that Spanish-speaking gentleman, the one that we all call Kurt. Come now, gentlemen, I know there's some mistake. How forgetful I'm becoming now you fixed your business straight. I remember you in Hemlock Road, 1956. You're a faggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick. Well, you're a lashing, smashing hunk of man. Your sweat shines sweet and strong. Your organ's working perfectly, but there's a part that's not screwed on. I want you at the Coke convention back in 1965. You're the mess red gray executive I see heavily advertised. You're the gray gray man whose daughter licks policeman's buttons clean. You're the man who squats behind the man who works the soft machine. When the old men do the fighting, and the young men all look on, and the young girls eat their mother's meat from tubes of plasticon. Be wary, please, my gentle friends, of all the skins you breathe. They have a tasty habit, they eat the hands that bleed. So remember who you say you are, and keep your noses clean. Boys will be boys, and play with toys, so be strong with your bees. Oh, Rosie dear, don't you think it's queer, so stop me if you please. The baby's dead, my lady said, you gentlemen, why you all work for me?
WNEW FM New York. It's 8:30 at night on the 1st of May. This is the live version. We'll be right back.
beautiful audience. Good night. God bless you.
The Birds and 8 Miles High, and Jagger and the Stones, and that song from Performance. This is Jonathan Schwartz, WNEW FM New York, Metromedia Stereo at 102.7 FM. By the woman who plays Sloane's wife. She has very little to do, but she does it magnificently. There's just some spellbinding moments. Also, don't overlook the performance of Deep Throat. Holbrook, Hal Holbrook, you hardly get to see his face at all. He's in a dark garage all of the time. But he just breathes life into that plot, into that film, and into his part in the film. It's just sensational. There's a moment after meeting with Holbrook in the garage, where Redford is now just running across an empty nighttime Washington street, and he suddenly stops and whirls around. Just, and the audience goes, it's just the silence, the ominous silence of the Washington night, as Woodward, the character that Redford plays, is inexorably closing in on the villains. It's a wonderful film. Rita Coolidge.
Mean to me, why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you always leave me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say your phone. You don't, and I'm left alone singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, 'cause can't you see what you mean to me?
That's Rita Coolidge and a marvelous pianist by the name of Barbara Carroll. That's an old American standard, stretches back to the early 20s. A song called Mean to Me. WNEW FM, New York. It's 5 of 9.
There's a few more lonesome cities that I'd like to see, while the wine of wandering is still inside of me. There's a few more pretty women that I'd like to know, a bridge or two I'd like to cross a few more oats to sow. Maybe when I've done it all, seen all there is to see, I'll find out I still cannot run away from me. But as long as trains keep running, restless man I'll be, and there's a few more lonesome cities that I've yet to see, one or two that I've yet to see.
WNEW FM, New York.
I'm not the only one in love with you. Lucky it doesn't show. It's never easy to be ill at ease. Funny you didn't.
I'm not the kind of man who pretends to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways, and I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy.
I've put aside this this couple of minutes to make remarks I haven't prepared. If you scrape away all of the sentimentality that I am feeling at this moment, you'll find a lot of thank yous. Thank you to George Duncan and Nad and Varner and Mel Karmazin and Scotty and the people with whom I've worked all these years. During the course of this evening, I've attempted to convey to you the sense of family that the station operates with. And it's very true, and it's very unusual. And I hope that that feeling is conveyed on the air in a proper way. Because even though it's a job, and let me tell you something, you aspiring radio personalities, it's a job. Willie Mays, who loves to play baseball, said the same thing about baseball. He says, man, something you got to do every day. It's a job, he said. And radio is more irritating, really, because there's a great deal of pressure involved in being somewhere at exactly the same time, at an exact moment. You cannot be late in radio. So you wander in 15 minutes late on other jobs. You just got to be here. At least that's the way I feel about it. You just got to be here. So your day, if you're on in the evening as I am, revolves around that moment, and you're aware of it as soon as you wake up in the morning. You understand what I mean? You're just totally aware of that, of how the day will lead, the ingestion of food, telephone conversations, activities, writing, whatever. Must lead to a point where by early evening, 5 or 5:30, one is prepared to go someplace and be there. It's a job. But it's a wonderful one. Radio offers an opportunity for people to use their imagination. I don't like television at all. I very seldom turn it on except for sports. And in the winter, I don't turn it on. I mean, I love baseball and watch on television. In the winter, I don't turn it on under the conviction that if I did, I would get nothing but a picture of an empty baseball park. The television gives you too much, overstates its case. Radio, you use your head a little. And that's what WNEW-FM is all about. Makes you use your head a little. I'm grateful for the opportunity to have tried to make you and me use our heads a little. I love the station, and I've had a wonderful time.
Isn't it rich?
timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next
This is WNEW FM in New York, and I'm Jonathan Schwartz. Goodbye.